Hello?
Hey, Rhett, this is Cole from the Vikings.
How you doing?
Doing well. We're going to turn you over to the Twin Cities Media here.
Okay.
Rhett, how would you describe your role at USC in that offense?
I pretty much just, you know, did whatever they needed me to do. A lot of movement stuff, a lot of motion stuff for defensive recognition. They like being there for pass protection to protect Barkley, and a lot of outlet passes, stuff like that. They like me at the point of attack on run and run blocking. So they just kind of used me wherever they could.
So to be clear, are you more of a tight end or a fullback, do you think, just as a projection for your pro career?
It's kind of just a combination of both, you know, just kind of like that movement tight end, which, you know, the H-back, the fullback type position, but as a tight end, so, it's whatever works.
Rhett, what kind of expectations did you have going into today, and where did you think you were going to be drafted?
I wasn't expecting to get drafted or anything like that, so I was pretty shocked, and I'm still trying to calm everything down right now.
So you weren't expecting to be drafted in this round, or are you saying that you weren't expecting to be drafted at all?
I was going for not getting drafted at all, and, you know, expect for the best.
So when they called you, what did they say to you?
They asked me if I was watching the TV, and I was out on the river at that point, just trying to relax. And I said, no, I'm not watching it. They said, well, you're about to be in Minnesota Vikings. And then they put me on the phone with everybody. I was crying pretty hard, so I don't know if they understood anything I was saying, but I'm going to give them a call back later.
So had the Vikings approached you at the combine or before this to sort of express that they might like you?
Yeah, I had a formal interview with everyone with the Vikings, and then I was the whole time with the running back group. We had Kevin McKay, who was a scout for the Vikings, showing us around, so I got to know him pretty well, and then they had a lot of the Viking guys were out for pro day, obviously, to see Matt Khalil. And, but, yeah, they showed a lot of interest at the combine.
What were your plans for today?
It was just a small, you know, hang out with my family. I have my grandparents here, my girlfriend, and my sister. And just pretty mellow. Didn't want to do anything big. Didn't want to, you know, just kept it small.
So it's a pretty thin, you know, tight end fullback classes. You really didn't expect to get drafted at all?
Yeah, I mean, that's the wisdom I get from my dad from going through all this. And, you know, you prepare for another career. You know, in football, you don't know what's going to happen. So it's amazing that it did happen, and I can't believe it.
You think Khalil put a good word in for you?
I hope so. I can't wait. I cannot wait to play with Khalil again. He's one of my favorite guys on the team, one of my best friends on the team, and I really can't wait.
What other career were you preparing for?
What's that?
What other career would you have prepared for?
I'm finishing up my master's right now in communication management, and I'm just, you know, I had my undergrad in international relations, so, you know, something in the field there. But my main goal was just to finish this master's and go from there after the summer.
So your plan today was to go out with friends and family and stuff, but it wasn't geared at all towards the draft? I mean, this was just going to be done?
We wanted family here. I mean, if something happened, it happened, but, you know, in the case I didn't get drafted, something else, just to be around family.
What were you doing on the river?
I was just taking a break, just relaxing a little bit, just hanging out. I was watching the draft from, you know, my teammates, and I just got tired of watching the announcers talking about the same guys over and over again. So I just wanted to get outside.
So it meant enough to you to be drafted, though, that you broke down, started crying?
Yeah, I mean, it was. Yeah, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Now, with a father as an NFL player, what did he tell you about the life and the pressure of being in the NFL?
He says it's a whole new level, and the mental game of it is the biggest difference at the next level, besides the speed. But you know, it's just been kind of step to step. Probably we haven't looked too far ahead. We're just trying to, you know, baby steps. into everything. So that's what he's told me so far.
What would you describe as your strengths?
I want to do what's best for the team. I want to do whatever it takes to win, whether it's on special teams, whether it's as fullback. It doesn't matter to me. It's the team that matters, and that's what I always put first. I don't have any specific skills I would call strengths, but it's just I'd say my will to win.
What did Spielman tell you when you were you know on the phone with him, just as far as what they liked about you or why they took you where they did?
I was crying, so I didn't hear too much. But they said they're all real excited and they were going to call me back later when I calmed down a little bit. So that was about it.
How familiar are you with Jimmy Kleinsaucer, a guy who was a lead blocker here for a long time?
What's that? I didn't hear you.
How familiar are you at all with Jimmy Kleinsaucer, you know, who was a lead blocker here?
Number 40. Yeah, I've watched him a bunch. I love how he plays. That's how, you know, tight end should play. But, I've watched him a bunch.
Who's your agent?
Tony Page.
Thanks, Rhett.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Rhett.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
He kind of insulted me when we talked to him.
Rick, this is Rick Spielman from the Vikings. I thought you were going to call me tomorrow.